TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Were we doing the high five this week?
Of the ghosts?
Yes.
That was the plan.
Okay.
Are we still all in?
Sure, why not?
High five ghosts?
It was movies
high
with...
High five ghost movies, dick bag.
Now, is it movies with ghosts, or do ghosts have to be, like, central characters?
It just had to be a movie with a ghost in it.
Okay.
To the extent at which the ghost was in it is up to you.
Okay.
If there's a cameo by a ghost at the end, hi, everybody, I'm a ghost. Credits.
Ooh. I don't know if you remember in the end of Terminator, there was a ghost that popped up. You don't see it? Let me show you the clip I have. It all of a sudden just be in a sheet, like, ooh.
At the end of the movie, Samuel Jackson shows up as a ghost. I'd like to talk to you about the Ghost Avengers Initiative.
All right. And then I just came with some movies today. I woke up and I was like, oh, I wonder if we're doing that this week. I should do something.
Oh, I forgot to send it out to our followers so that we could read theirs. I will send it out right at the beginning of the show.
All right.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week, Noah gets into some adventures helping out at the Nike Women's Marathon. I go on the San Jose Buddy Walk for Down Syndrome. And Andy talks about his adventures at Tech Force in San Francisco. And we do a high-five list of our favorite ghost movies. And when you hear this sound... that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
I'm doing my impression of Noah with my sexy voice.
Welcome.
Go ahead and wring out those panties, ladies and gentlemen.
Moisture.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I am the shadow on the moon at night.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast, and Andy's weird.
I know what Andy's quoting.
Yeah.
Do you know what Andy's quoting?
No.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
No. I'm not your friend. Not your friend.
Oh, okay. Stop that.
No.
Sigh.
I just learned the word no. I'm like a kid.
No. No.
All right, let's do some tan laughs.
All right.
If we must.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Because it's 10 laughs! 10 laugh time! You send them in and we read those funny 10 laughs! 10 laughs! Ow!
I'm not sure who sent the... Well, then... Someone didn't quote-unquote send these, I don't think. This was someone's Facebook post, and it was 10 jokes that are so bad that they're good from guff.com. Good old guff.
Hey, man.
If someone gives you guff, you send them to guff.com.
Don't you give me no guff.com.
All right, so I'm actually only reading 9 of them because the 10th one is a visual joke.
Okay.
I think I want a job cleaning mirrors. It's just something I could really see myself doing.
Silly.
What is it called when Batman leaves church early?
I don't know.
Christian Bale.
That's horrible.
Thank you. At my sister's high school graduation, one kid threw his cap up in the air too early. My dad turns to me and says, oops, premature ejaculation. I'm pretty sure he's still laughing to this day.
No.
Yes.
No.
My grandma has the heart of a lion. I'm sorry. Let me rewind that. My grandpa has the heart of a lion. And a lifetime ban from the zoo. Three guys are on a boat with 4 cigarettes, but no lighters or matches or anything to light them with. What do they do?
I don't know.
They toss somebody out of the boat because it makes it a lighter.
Close. They throw one cigarette overboard, and the whole boat becomes a cigarette lighter.
It was close.
But you didn't quite get there,
nope.
So you get fail.
You fail. You fail.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
It can't be because 7, 8, 9.
Nope.
It can't be because numbers are not sentient and can't be afraid of each other.
Nope. Because 7 was a registered 6 offender.
Oh, aw, aw. Aw.
Hey, if you ever get cold, just stand in a corner for a bit. They're usually around 90 degrees.
And if you're metric, that's frightening.
What's Forrest Gump's password?
Jenny?
One, Forrest, one.
I think we told that one before.
Well, we told it again, cock gobbler. We might have told this one, too. What kind of concert only costs 45 cents?
10-cent concert.
A 50-cent and Nickelback concert.
50-cent featuring Nickelback. We will give you points for that.
Yes!
Points!
Points!
All right, and now I can finally close this stupid browser window. Or tab. Had that open for like a month, so that I remember to do those jokes for 10 laughs. I did it. Done. Next.
I have a joke that just came up right now.
Oh. Does it have to do with Tim being an asshole?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's green, works at McDonald's, and is dead?
Kermit the Fry Guy zombie death?
Luigi.
If you haven't heard last week's show yet, you don't know why that's funny.
Did you say anything in the episode about it?
You still may not know why it's funny.
Oh, we never did say the fact that the guy who played Luigi died last year.
Yep.
Which is not funny. That is
no.
Sad.
I mean, after a year, it's funny now. Dead people become funny after a year. That's the rule.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's why I waited a year. They become stinky after a month. What?
I was going to say, that's why I waited a year before I started telling jokes about my dad.
Now it's just joke
really?
City.
I waited maybe 30 seconds after I heard the news.
Wow.
Andy's dad?
Oh, sorry. I meant my dad.
Oh. You didn't make a joke about your dad, really?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you say?
I went back to Danelle, and I said, well, my dad just died, so maybe our dads can meet each other if they let my dad into the white part of heaven.
Oh. I do remember that.
Oh, I do, too. Good times.
Sad.
Dead dad's always good for a laugh in the middle of the joke section of the podcast. Everybody loves to talk about dead dads.
Dead dads!
Sounds like a terrible sitcom.
And he topped it off.
I rocked it out at the end.
Speaking of topping it off, why don't you do your tan laugh? Unless Noah wanted to do a different tan laugh than Dead Luigi.
No, I'm good.
Right.
Oh, wait, but I do have other jokes, though.
So, yes, you do.
I have more jokes, yes. Sorry. sorry.
I'm going to answer the question with the exact opposite of my answer to the question.
A duck walks into a bar. The bartender says, what will it be? The duck doesn't say anything because it's a duck.
Right. Okay.
Let's see. Let's see if I can get a good one. What did the farmer say when he lost his tractor?
Where the fuck's my tractor, motherfucker?
Well, he didn't curse, but yes, he did say that.
Maybe he did.
Where the
you
F is my tractor, mother effer?
So some of these anti-jokes I don't get. Like, one just says the WNBA.
That's it. That's the joke.
And then people upvote it. They're saying that. But then there's no one. It's just seven. Wow, I guess it was funnier than I thought.
That's just nonsensical.
Okay, I think this is going to be a good one. Two cows are in a field. Suddenly, from behind a bush, a rabbit leaps out and runs away. One cow looks around a bit, eats some grass, and then wanders off.
What?
Oh, I'll go into this one. A white guy, a black guy, and a Spanish guy jump from off a building. They all die in impact, and their families mourn their loss for the years to come.
1 year, and then it becomes funny.
If life froze you lemons, you might be dyslexic. Oh, no, sorry. If life froze you melons, you might be dyslexic. All right, I'm done. I'm out. I'm dropping the mic.
Boom.
All right. And
Andy, that's your cue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you?
There it is. I got a bunch of tan laughs from Jesus, who says, it's been a while since I contributed, and I think it's time I pull my weight. Thanks for the laughs.
Yeah, pull your weight, Jesus.
Yeah.
You were required to do absolutely nothing. So pull your weight. You have no obligations for the show, but feel guilty.
One of the guys I was hanging out with this week at Dreamforce, the rest of us had grabbed some wine at some after mixer thing, and he went and got water. We're like, what? You didn't, like, that's not like, even white? He's like, no. I'm like, wait, you're Jewish. Did you make it better after you got it? He didn't laugh. Just like you.
I don't get it.
Turning water into wine?
That's not... all Jews don't do that.
I thought it was their superpower.
I can tell you why he didn't laugh.
Yep.
Because it wasn't funny?
Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
So speaking of Jews, as Jesus says, isn't it strange when you're single, all you see is couples, and when you're part of a couple, all you see are hookers?
That is strange.
I wondered why the baseball was getting bigger. Then it hit me.
Nah.
A man and his wife go to their honeymoon hotel for their 25th anniversary. As the couple reflects on the magical evening 25 years ago, the wife asks the husband, "When you first saw my naked body in front of you, what was going through your mind?" The husband replied, "All I wanted to do was
fuck your brains out and suck your tits dry." "Well, what do you think now?" "I think they did a good job."
God damn it. Yes, we have done that one before. Like, this is seeming familiar. I did not pre-read this. Continuing on, there was an elderly man who wanted to make his younger wife pregnant, so he went to the doctor to get a sperm count done. The doctor told him to take a specimen cup home, fill it, and bring it back the next day. The elderly man came back the next day, and the specimen cup was empty, and the lid was on it. The doctor asked, "What was the problem?" The elderly man replied, "Well, you see, I tried with my right hand, nothing. So I tried with my left hand, and nothing. My wife tried with her right hand, and nothing. Her left hand, nothing. Her mouth, nothing. Then my wife's friend tried. Right hand, left hand, mouth, still nothing." Doctor says, "Wait a minute, you mean your wife's friend too?" "Yeah, and we still couldn't get the damn lid off the specimen cup." And you guys will be proud of me, because last night I almost had a threesome, and I only needed two other people.
I'm not proud of you.
And the final thought for the day, dry erase boards are remarkable.
Nah.
Andy, I'm not proud of you.
What?
I'm not proud of you, I'm sorry. I love you, though. It was good to see you.
It's not enough, Noah. I need your pride and your respect and your great big meaty cock. Oh, I'm boring Tim.
Big meaty cock's bored, Tim.
I know.
He's like, I like those thin, thin ones.
I've done great big meaty cocks. Now I need multiples.
What if you take one big meaty cock and just fold it in half?
No.
So I have an interesting story. So, go ahead, Tim. Ask me how my week was.
You can start the segment.
Hey, Noah. How was your week?
How was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
How the
failed it
was Noah's week.
Did you hear? Sorry, I'll get right back to your story. Did you hear a couple weeks ago when Andy was the only one talking about how his week was? I changed the jingle to "How the fuck was
Andy's
week?"
I did.
And the other day, a couple weeks ago, something happened outside my window, and I was like, "What's out Tim's window?"
It was the dude taking pictures of your palm tree,
right? But I didn't really. I was like, I could rework the jingle and make it smooth, or I could just drop in my name over the top. Anyway,
it was way funnier with the name dropped in.
Yeah, thank you. I thought so too. And also, less work. Noah, you were saying.
So, I was at the Nike's Women's Half Marathon. Well, so it wasn't actually a marathon. It was kind of like there was a lot of fit people.
Yeah.
But it wasn't actually the marathon. Yesterday, it's actually going on today. It was just kind of people picking up the packets and just kind of directing the line. Like, "Hey, go here. You have a question."
Oh, so that's what you were volunteering for?
I got paid for it.
Oh.
I told you.
Well, whatever. Yeah, whatever. It's volunteered, but with pay. I get it.
All right. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I told you there was pay involved, and you were still not interested.
Yeah, you did. I'm still not interested.
You're just like, fuck pay. I'm balling, Tim. I got kid, one on the way. I'm like, I got all the money.
You know what? I was helping kids with Down syndrome while you're doing that, so I hope you feel good about yourself.
I was helping Noah, who doesn't have Down syndrome.
I was helping Noah, who has needs to buy shit syndrome.
So anyways, at one point, I'm outside most of the day. At one point, I need to go break somebody inside the expo tent where they have all these booths set up. And there's this...
I must break you.
You fool! Break yourself!
If he dies, he dies.
Eating is not cheating.
What?
What? What happened?
I don't know. What happened? Eating is not cheating all of a sudden came to the party and no one invited him.
That's a classic Arnold Schwarzenegger movie quote.
I was doing Dolph Lundgren from Rocky IV.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. Well, Sylvester Stallone was in Expendables with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there you go. 6 degrees of Lundgren. That's my new game. I made it just now. No one's ever thought of it. So anyways, I go in the expo. I'm, you know, standing around. There's this older guy. And, you know, you ever see somebody and they just kind of give off like a weird kind of vibe? They're just like a little too friendly. Like, I get in there and he's like, hi. I'm like, well, hey, how's it going? And so I'm just watching this line, making sure all the gaps are closed. Like, people aren't just like sitting on their phones, which they were doing, and like, not paying attention because there's like, there's a cutoff with line. So I'm just standing there, and almost the whole time, the guy's just kind of standing there by the recycle bins, just standing there, just looking out into the crowd, I think at me. So at one point, he comes up to me and goes, you know, oh, I think he says, like, oh, I live nearby. Like, I have a condo. I'm like, oh, all right. He goes, where do you live? I'm like, I live on H Street. He goes, do you have roommates? I'm like, I do. He goes, okay. Well, you can have my number. You can come by sometime. I'm like, I'm good. And he just like, it was okay. And he walked away. And I would say this guy was probably in his late 60s, early 70s, if I had to guess.
Sugar daddy, Noah.
So, I went and
gay or lonely?
I'm going to go with gay, if I had to guess, but because I did not see him talking to anyone else. Although, I mean, I was only there for an hour, so maybe like before I got there, he was like chatting everybody up. And this other guy says he's been there, coming there for years. This other guy that works this event like every year. And he says, well, he's never asked for my number.
Oh. Like,
all right. So,
well,
yeah.
Was this other guy dark and beautiful?
He was not. He was white and pasty. I don't know.
There you go. This guy had some jungle fever.
I went and told Zach about it, and I was like, I still got it. did I tell you guys about the other time when I was at a party and this guy was definitely, you know, gay? I mean, you know, people say you shouldn't assume, but you know, I think it was pretty obvious. But so at one point he like takes my plate and then taps his cheek and wants me to kiss him on the cheek for like taking this plate that was empty. And then before he left, he gave me his card and said, oh, you should call me sometime.
Wait, did you not?
Did I call him?
No, kiss him.
I kissed him.
Good.
It was weird though. It's interesting how men will sexually harass other men and people don't seem to make a big deal about it.
Really?
I mean,
and all the states vote Republican. I guarantee they made a big deal about it if it happened to them.
I guess, in general, like
I would
that
say
that was just supposed to be a South joke, not necessarily a Republican joke.
I would
just,
say
just
a
FYI.
Dude clearing away your plate and tapping his cheek, like maybe you put a little kiss here, isn't sexual harassment. I'd say that's
that is definitely sexual harassment.
Yeah, if I did that to a woman, that'd be sexual harassment.
If it was at like, work.
It doesn't matter if I, especially, well, if I'm wait. Did you know this guy before this?
No.
Was he working there?
No.
He was just some guy taking.
It was just a party that I was at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say, yeah, that's definitely like, you could not do, like, kissing is not a normal thing that you just do to anybody. I mean, I guess I should, in our culture, kissing is not something that you just do with anybody. Like, other places.
I mean, well, no, it wasn't like he reached out to plant one on you. He invited you over to give him a kiss on the cheek.
But, like, he shoved his cheek in your face and, like, insisted you kiss it.
Yeah, and tapped on it. It's like, I can't shove my crotch in someone's face and be like, and then be it was sexual harassment because I didn't make him do it, right?
My brain missed the part where he like shoved his cheek in your face. I thought it was like he took the plate and then while he was standing there with the plate, like tapped his cheek, like and maybe a little kiss for taking away your plate, like a nice gentleman.
Well, he definitely. I mean, I think either way, that's still sexual harassment. Like, I don't think it really makes a distinction of like how he did it. Like, I think the expectation of like you kissed my cheek because I took your plate is the sexual harassment part.
I don't think there was any expectation there. I think there was just invitation.
I don't know.
So if he wasn't like aggressive with it, like coming at your face with his cheek, or you know, standing there until you did it, like I'm not leaving here. I'm not leaving your personal space until you do this.
Well, I did it, so I can't say
like what would have happened if I hadn't done it, right?
Yes, but I mean, if it was just something, if it was just like a, maybe a little peck on the cheek because I'm nice all right. for taking this away, I think that's flirty until it gets, I think you can push it into sexual harassment easily, but I think you can all push right. anything flirty into sexual harassment pretty easily.
Well, I see your point. I mean,
it just depends. Like it just depends. Yeah. It's like if knowing him had had some interactions before that, we weren't
flirting with each other. We're just chatting. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? Yo, I like bikes. You like bikes? It was at a bicycle coalition thing.
Was he good looking?
I mean, for an older man, he seemed like a good looking dude.
All right, then it's not sexual harassment. It's only sexual harassment if you're ugly.
All right, so maybe that's
I'm
a good
just
example.
Saying,
but
guys, don't go do that to girls. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm just saying, guys, don't be ugly.
Two pieces of good advice from Tank.
Rule number one, don't be ugly. Rule number two, be attractive.
Another time I was out, this gay guy said it was something, some holiday, he said something about, like, some sexual innuendo about my cock or his cock. So that was definitely sexual harassment. I mean, I could see Andy's point about, like, okay, maybe that's just flirting.
It just depends on the atmosphere before that, because you can't just be like...
This guy worked at this place, though. So it wasn't like I was, like, chatting him up. It's just like, hey, I just want to get a drink.
Yeah, I'd be like the bartender going up to some random woman at the bar. Hey, you want to hear about the size of my cock?
Yeah.
I think you could lodge a complaint.
Yeah, unless you walked in there saying, whose dick do I got to suck to get a drink around here?
Then you're allowed to plop yours on the bar.
Thump. Mine!
You'll get a nice, warm drink of jizz.
Disgusting.
And then whatever else you were going to order.
Nope.
So, yeah, that was my week.
You said a drink. You were not specific, right. And that was your fault.
Where can I get two drinks around here?
Where can I get a drink? Whose dick do I have to suck to wash the taste of the dick I just sucked out of my mouth? Oh.
All right, I'd like a penis colossus and then a tequila to wash that away.
If you like penis colossus, oh yeah.
And who doesn't? No, people don't like penis colossus. People like, well, depending. People like all different sizes, really.
Whew, Noah just went to his own internal place there.
Some people don't like a big penis. Well, they run scared, and then there's a woman-shaped hole in your window.
What?
Like in the cartoons when someone runs out of a room really quickly.
Oh, I was right there with you.
Okay. So I was at the San Jose Buddy Walk to benefit Down Syndrome yesterday.
Very nice.
Nice. Did you, was I supposed to give you money or something?
No. Oh, no. If you get a team together, then you get sponsors or whatever. We just threw money at the raffle.
Okay.
And I was saying to Danelle, I'm like, because the walk is not very long. It's like one lap around this thing at Lake Cunningham Park, which is not, it's not even a mile. I was like, but then, there's games and there's raffle tickets and there's music and there's dancing and there's food and there's all this stuff.
Can you
stuff.
Go two times to show the other people up?
Oh.
No. Although I did park pretty much at one end of the thing and had to walk all the way through it to get to the starting line and then walk all the way back around and then walk to the car. So it's, and then I forgot my phone at one point, so I walked back to the car and back again. I was like, I've really done this buddy walk four or five times. But I was telling Danelle, I was like, really? We could just cut out the walk and make this the buddy feed and it would be way more popular. Like, come on down, food. No? Nobody's with me on that?
Oh, I'm
with you guys.
dude, you seen me. I'm always down to eat.
There's pizza. Oh. There was cookies and popcorn and snow cones.
Stop. My penis can only get so erect.
Grape snow cone.
What if your penis couldn't get so erect? Like, what if the more done are you are, just started turning into harder and harder until it turned into a fossil.
It was like the Hulk.
Just green and veiny. Oh, no, that's not pleasant at all.
The more horny Hulk gets, the more turgid Hulk gets.
Turgid?
Hulk is turgid as there is.
Hulk tumescence unbound.
You won't like me when I'm horny. Anyways, Down syndrome.
In fairness, Hulk also not like Hulk when Hulk horny.
I have a lot of self-hate.
Hulk shame.
Hulk masturbate, then feel sad. Hulk wonder what Hulk do with Hulk life.
Hulk really need pronouns.
How did Hulk end up here?
Why Hulk watch that porn?
To Hulk or not to Hulk? That is the question.
To Hulk, one cup.
What? Look, there go the rails.
I think we're...
We just went off them.
We're firmly on the rails. What are you talking about,
Timmy? I feel like I had more to say about the Buddy Walk, but I don't remember what it was.
We made you forget.
No, I don't think I can blame you guys. Well, then we went to the Halloween store yesterday. Got my kid his Halloween costume as well.
Awesome possum. This
kid's going as Mickey Mouse. I'll be going as Walt Disney.
Excellent.
Cause he
at one point, we're
going to
take
mask.
A picture that looks like that statue at the center of Disneyland and Disney World, where Walt is holding Mickey's hand and pointing down the street.
Nice.
Totally taking that picture.
Yes.
My wife is going as pregnant, so fuck you.
Your wife can go as the dome from Epcot.
You took care of the fucking Tim.
Yeah, I did. By the way, it's not too late to get your tan casts. This is my costume. I'm dressed as Go Fuck Yourself t-shirt.
You know what? It's never too late.
It's never too late.
Nope. You could all, that's a shirt for any occasion.
Truly, you can buy that shirt all year round.
Go to a wedding? I'm dressed as... Go fuck yourself.
Why are you wearing that to my wedding? Ah! I'm going to rethink you as the best man.
Oh.
I like that he wasn't actually going to flat out say no. He's just going to rethink it.
I need to think about a relationship. I'm just going to go over here for a little while.
Well, have a think.
I'm not saying you can't be. I'm just saying it's. I'll think about it.
just let me think. Just let me think.
So Andy was at Tech for or Sales Tech or Fuck Force or yep. Use the Force all weekend.
Yep.
All week, I mean.
I was at Use the Fucking Force all week.
When did you get back? And Danelle's like, is he still in San Francisco? I'm like, of course I don't know.
I didn't know either. I was like, wait, when does he go back?
I flew back on Thursday because usually there's, you know, like the last day it's sort of winding down. It's like a half day. There was way more shit going on this year on Thursday. So next time I go, I'm gonna stay for the extra day.
Do it.
Like they had Al Gore speaking in the morning, and they had a bunch of other sessions in the afternoon that were interesting that I missed out on. All in all, it was a good time. I'm not going to bore you guys with like any of the technical shit that they announced, but there was one moment during the keynote. Well, actually, there were two moments. First of all, they announced a new product that they nicknamed, I guess, while it was in development, Wave. And it's all about data analytics. And because of the Wave thing, they had a whole bunch of like Hawaiian-themed stuff. So like they had some Hawaiian dancers come up. And then they announced the Beach Boys, and the Beach Boys played in the middle of the keynote. I'm like, this is insane and fucking awesome. Then they went on to describe what this new analytics thing did, and I leaned over to the guy next to me. I said, that thrumming sound you hear is all of the boners of all of the data analysts in this room. Because it was fucking impressive. A little bit later in the week, I was in a session with the same guy, and they announced a completely different feature. He saw the look of joygasm on my face, leaned over to me, and said, "What's that thrumming sound I hear?"
Nice.
Spoiler alert, it was my boner.
Nerd!
So,
what is your nerd voice? It changes all the time, and it never makes any sense.
Me?
Yeah, it sounds like a Muppet.
Nerd, nerd.
At one point,
you know what, Tim? There are nerds of all types in this world. There's just not one type. You can't just pigeonhole nerds, Tim.
But you're not being the nerd. You're being the person mocking the nerd.
Yeah, in the nerdiest way possible.
There's also all types of people who mock nerds.
You're right.
Excuse me, nerd sir. Mockery. You're a nerd.
Nerd.
So, yes. when I was walking around the convention floor, you know, with all the vendors and the partners and whatnot, a dude from Uber came up and was like, "Hey, are you signed up for Uber?" And like really, really aggressive with it all. I was like, "Hey, do you have a hammer?"
He did you say that?
Yes, he didn't like he just like jumped out in front of us, and I was like, "Do you have a hammer?" And he didn't do anything. I was like, "Fuck, you don't get this."
Wow, how are you not up on your fucking company's like biggest PR? Oh, I almost said black eye.
Oh. Red eye, is that better?
No, I was just trying to say like a euphemism for, you know, you putting your company in a bad light.
To help you out with this, we're just going to turn a blind eye to what you said and just continue on.
Okay. Why don't you fucking finish your fucking tech
story? Dude was French. I think that's the only reason that he...
He was French?
Yeah.
Hey, hello, have you tried Uber?
With the delicious wine and stinky, stinky cheese.
Are you sure he wasn't talking about something completely else?
What now?
He's French. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe it's that's a whole different thing over there.
Oh, he leapt out of an Uber, like...
Cake?
Yes, an Uber cake. They had an Uber cake in there.
Happy birthday to you!
Yes.
I am your present! Uber!
They also had a Tesla. That was delicious. That is a sexy, sexy car. I was like, yep, as soon as I've got $100,000 to spare on a car, I will totally be buying one of these motherfuckers.
Just buy.
I'm going to wait and buy an Edison once they steal the patent.
Excellent. That sounds like a great plan.
Oh, that was a very unfunny nerd joke.
You got laughs from us. That's all you need.
I got a moan from Noah, really. Well, and I got a pity chuckle from Andy.
You got an actual chuckle from Andy.
That was just like, poor Tesla.
Oh, Tim. Did go see Cake, because given the choice between Bruno Mars and Cake, I chose to keep my penis.
I would have saw Bruno Mars.
Yeah, doesn't he have some good songs?
Yeah, I've seen Cake. I've never seen Bruno Mars. I think he would put on a good show.
I've seen Cake before, too. I came out for the finale, and Bruno Mars, well, you know.
Out for the finale?
Yes.
All right. This show is so good, I'm gay.
I'm queer.
Were they that close to each other?
Oh, yeah. Like, one of them was out on the square in front of City Hall.
Wait, could anyone have gone and see them?
Anyone with a Dreamforce pass.
I just mean, like, if it's in the square in front of City Hall, like...
They blocked it off, I imagine?
Oh, yeah, they had, like, all the streets around there blocked off.
So you couldn't really even get close?
Like, all four of the streets were blocked.
Okay.
Did you sneak in and be rock and roll?
No, I did not sneak in. I sauntered this time, Tim. And said, yes, yes, people, I'm here.
I took off my wingtips so I couldn't hear the loud of my shoes.
I would leave the wingtips on and just float gently over the doorstep. Because of the wings. On the tips.
Wrap it up.
The end of the week was the flying home part. I was kind of bitching a little bit on Twitter about the fact that, like, I'd been there forever and, like, it was looking like I was going to get bounced from the flight because they were still looking for a couple more people to volunteer just to give me, who had a ticket for the flight, a seat on said flight. So I got a seat all the way at the fucking back, in the middle. That's not the worst part. The worst part was the guy next to me was too fat to fly. So I think Delta owes me a refund because motherfucker next to me had part of my goddamn seat. And you guys know I am not tiny. I am no, like skinny little nothing. I need the entire seat that was associated to me. But, like, this guy could not put the armrest down. Like, he was pushed as far over against the window as he could get, and the armrest still had to be up because there was still, like, inches more of him to go. So I spent the entire flight with one side of my body getting warmer and warmer and warmer because it had fat fucker up against it. And I'm sure he's a nice guy, and I'm sure he's a great guy, and he was doing his best to, like, push himself up against the window and everything. And me calling him fat fucker is more just me being pissed off because I don't like fucking touching strangers. But I was kind of pissed off at Delta that Delta didn't go, yeah, no, you're two seats. Because that was really fucking unfair to me and then to the girl next to me.
Fat on fat hate on 10.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
Nothing uglier.
You know what it is? Is I'm trying to make myself look less fat to all the skinny folks.
Try, yeah, I'd be like, look, I'm one of you. I can make fun of the fat people. Yeah. Please let me in your club.
No, y'all don't understand. I'm skinny on the inside. I'm half skinny on my dad's side.
By implication, you just called your mom fat. Andy made his own Andy's mom joke.
Touche.
The circle is now complete.
Yes.
The brainwashing is finished.
The
circle,
oh, wait.
Of fat.
I forgot one good thing. I saw you guys. And I had a delicious burger dinner with Noah, where we discovered that the burger bar in San Francisco will make you a milkshake with Jägermeister. Which led me to start a new game. And I just want to play like one round with you guys, and I call it Better Than a Jäger Shake. I'm going to say walking barefoot on a field of slugs is better than a Jäger Shake.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because I thought this was going to be a serious game, because my answer was going to be anything.
Whereas I disagree. I think many things are not better than a Jäger Shake.
Oh, I will agree. Many things. The Holocaust is not better than a Jäger Shake.
All right. Watching all four Transformers Michael Bay movies back to back, better than a Jäger Shake.
I will agree. Noah?
What is better than a Jäger Shake? A strawberry shake.
That's not how this game is played, Noah. You gotta
you fucking nailed it, Noah.
$1 million in my bank account is better than a Jäger Shake.
Noah, you were there for the genesis of this game. You know how it's
played. I don't really think a Jäger Shake is that bad.
Oh, wait. I was like, if Noah really hates strawberry shakes, then technically that works.
Well, what if Noah's allergic to strawberries?
they kill me.
He's deathly allergic to strawberries. Better than a Jäger Shake.
I almost went Man of Steel, but I'm not sure. I'd have to actually try a Jäger Shake.
Slapping a porcupine on the ass. Better than a Jäger Shake.
Yes. Getting lightly slapped in the balls. Better than a Jäger Shake.
Yes.
Lightly.
Lightly. Not too hard. Not too hard.
Just sort of a good game slap.
Exactly.
I think that was the one I played right before a waitress walked up and asked us what we were doing.
Just like a good hustle slap. Good hustle balls, good hustle.
And I told her what we were doing. We were trying to discuss things that were better than a Jäger Shake. And she said, oh, I've never tried that. And I said, I don't believe in hell, but I think if there is one, all they serve is Jäger.
And she was a very attractive lady. I did not ask her to kiss me on the cheek.
Nope.
Did she ask you to kiss her on the cheek?
Nope.
She did not.
That's okay.
So no, all the cheeks were dry that day.
They were.
She did provide good service.
She provided excellent service.
That's all I really wanted.
Now, that's not a euphemism, is it? Is it?
No.
Okay, good.
She was good at her job.
Yes.
It didn't have hand or blow in front of it, did it?
No. No. Oh, okay. There's nothing sexual about our experience at Burger Bar.
Hooray!
Oh, then you did not order the right burger.
You didn't put enough bacon on it.
Oh, I didn't put any bacon on mine, and mine was awesome. I got the Hubert Keller burger without tomato.
Fascinating.
It was
the opposite of that.
It was magical. It was made of buffalo. It had caramelized onions, baby spinach, blue cheese on ciabatta bun with a red wine shallot reduction on the side to be poured over.
Are they fucking paying for an ad on our show? What is the deal?
I don't give a shit. It was amazing. That was a delicious goddamn burger.
Oh my
Burger
God.
Bar, everybody. Remember, when you want to bore the shit out of your friends, talk about what you ate there.
Did you guys try Super Duper Burger?
Where's the Super Duper Burger?
I'm talking about Andy. It's in the Metreon.
Oh, then no. I did not actually set foot in the Metreon this time.
I told your coworker and friends about it. I was like, oh, maybe you should guys try it, because that's a delicious burger.
Did he ever talk to you about having to sit through a recording Jancast?
No. He was a good sport about that.
Okay, do we have time for this high five?
Hell yeah.
I see we're getting late.
Oh, I can
Noah, you need to be somewhere?
I have time.
Okay, let's bang it out.
High five, five.
I think I've got enough extras. I'll let somebody else start because I feel a lot of. I foresee a lot of. God damn it! Coming up in this one.
Oh, I got a shitload of extras, so I'm okay. No,
Noah,
you're
starting.
Okay, I'll start with Stir of Echoes.
God damn it!
You didn't pick that one.
You're right.
So it came out the same around the same time as Sixth Sense, but like when I first saw Sixth Sense, I really liked it. But then I really started to think about it. I'm like, that movie was really not that good except for the twist. Like, it was kind of a dull movie up until that point, and that's what made the rest of it like interesting because you started to go back and think about it. At least for me, like, oh wait, oh those were the clues. I felt like Stir of Echoes with Kevin Bacon was a much better movie about a guy who could see dead people. Yeah, just so Kevin Bacon starts to see this girl show up in his place, and she's dead, and he's trying to figure out, like, who killed her. So it's like a little thriller, ghost story, mystery. And I quite enjoyed it. It was very, like, intense. That was the other thing. Like, the you know, as we all know, M. Night Shyamalan has very slow pacing. The pacing was much better.
What? No.
For Stir of Echoes. So, yeah,
all right.
There you go.
Andy?
All right. I'm going to go a little bit out on a limb and say Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
That was the sound of your limb snapping.
All right.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know the film?
No.
Okay. So it is a comedy, and it's got Gary Oldman and Tim Roth playing Rosencrantz and or Guildenstern because – people keep getting confused about who they are. And it's basically, it parallels Hamlet, but, like, things are out of order, and it's all very, very confused, and I interpret it to be, well, especially given the name, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, which is taken from a line from Hamlet, that they are actually both dead, and that we are seeing their ghosts experience purgatory. Although it's very, very open to interpretation, and there's a lot of metafictional aspects of it, including pages of Hamlet blowing around from time to time.
All right, Andy went deep.
It is. It's just like
Noah went deep on Andy's mama.
Did he push all the fat out of the way?
No.
No, my mother is a slim lady. She keeps it trim.
Yeah, she is. She's, oh, Jesus. I just meant there's nothing fat about Noah's mom. No, Andy's mom. Nobody's mom is fat. Oh, me?
Yes, you.
We done? Sorry, I thought I may have interrupted your wrap-up there.
No, that was it. See, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Okay, I'm going to go with Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Ah, very good.
Good old Moaning Myrtle. Also, the rest of that movie is good, so the fact that she's in it is somewhat incidental to how good a movie it is. But also, I'm pretty sure Moaning Myrtle is trying to get with Harry Potter in the bathtub.
Oh, absolutely she is. She definitely wants to see a peek at his Potter.
That's awesome. Horny ghost trying to hit on an underage kid.
The best part is the chick playing Moaning Myrtle is like 30-something, I think.
Yeah, she looks young in the movie, but she's like fucking 90 goddamn years old.
She's like our age.
She's like the voice of Bart Simpson. Like, oh, you think that's a young kid? Nope. It's an old-ass woman.
Oh, it was great on, I know that voice, because when Nancy Cartwright's talking about it, she goes, whatever people want to hear me do the Bart, I say, close your eyes first.
And then I put my nuts in their mouth.
And then she steals their money and runs away and goes, ha-ha, I'm Nancy motherfucking Cartwright!
Wait, you have nuts, Nancy? Yeah, I have pecans, I have walnuts, I have peanuts, I have testicles. Wait, what? Noah, back to you.
Yes. Okay. Noah.
Who's that guy over there?
Who's that guy?
Beetlejuice.
Cocksucker, motherfucker! That time it was real.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fucking love that movie.
How could you not? That's a good movie.
It is.
Supposedly talking about doing a sequel.
I don't know how I feel about that. On a side note, well, no. Actually, maybe I'll let you. I think one of you will probably say this one, so I will wait till you bring it up, and then I'll talk about it. Anyways, yeah.
Write it down in case we forget.
Yeah, Beetlejuice is, you know, funny movie. It's a great movie. I love the part at the end where she dances to Harry Belafonte.
Work,
Sonora. Work it all the time.
That is a good fucking movie.
And it's, you know, it's a movie that begins with death. It's actually not that sad.
Yep. That's true.
Because who cares if Alec Baldwin dies?
Unlike
right? That movie should have been called Down.
The Pixar movie just get sadder. Like, the next movie just get end and begin with the Earth just blowing up.
Just gonna be like the next Pixar movie. AIDS.
Everyone has AIDS. Do 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 do. So, is this one a little too on the nose? Ghost.
You cocksucker motherfucker.
Did you have that one, Tim?
Yeah. Really? In the list of ghost movies, yes. Ghost was on my list.
I thought of that one, but I don't know.
It couldn't have been more on the nose if it was called Ghost Movie.
Oh, don't give those fucking people ideas.
Oh, God damn it. No, they already make scary movies. That's it.
That's right. They're just going to be like, oh, wait, we can do the same jokes again and call it Ghost Movie. People will still pay before they notice it's the same jokes.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I like that movie a lot. It made me cry.
Yes.
Even as a boy.
Yes.
I was sad.
You for mean as a little bitch girl, Tim?
You mean Quumpf?
Little Quumpf. When?
Wait, no, what? No matter what, you're being misogynist right there.
I know.
You piece of shit. Woo. Side note, I was looking through old episodes to put up for when in a couple weeks, you know, Noah's going to be gone. I'm going to be busy with having a new baby. And I was going through old episodes. I'm like, whew, we have changed a lot in the way we use language in the course of the show. Like, I was listening to one episode, it was like, faggot, bitch, cunt, blah. It's like, oh my.
So we have grown in the last 6 years.
Hooray. You're welcome, people. We're still awful. We're just a different brand of awful. Yes.
I mean, yeah, you start to think more about, like, you know, I think when you're younger, you're like, oh, words don't affect people. Then you start to think, you know, words do affect people.
Now we just pick fights with random Republicans on Twitter.
You pick fights. I say the fuck out of that stupid shit.
Well, Tim picked the fight, and then I couldn't help but poke it a little more.
Well, I was looking.
Like, could you just edit episode 207? Like, what the fuck?
Episode 207.
No, because I can do that one from the shitter. I can multitask.
Like, is there more constructive things to do with your time?
While I'm pooping? I don't know. I guess I could wipe, but that seems a little premature. Gotta let all the poop out first.
Oh. All right, well, since we're already taking a lot of... We're only at number four. We're already taking a lot of the good ones. I'm going to go with Ghostbusters 2.
So here's the one I thought you would pick. Someone picked Ghostbusters. So go ahead, Tim. You can say it. I'll answer my question.
Well, that's why I intentionally picked two, because I figured someone would pick one.
I'll go ahead and jump the gun and say that Ghostbusters was going to be my next one because I was going for the Ghostbusters joke.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have jumped the gun.
Oh, well, because I wanted to argue with you just now about whether Ghostbusters 2 or Ghostbusters 1 was the better film.
Oh, I don't think Ghostbusters 2 is a better film. I just enjoy Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it gets a lot of hate that it doesn't deserve. It's a good little movie.
It's not bad.
It's got ghosts in it.
This is true.
What do you want?
Well, for this list, nothing.
How do you guys feel about the sequel where supposedly they're not going to even... like, acknowledge the other two movies.
Oh.
So you mean the reboot?
Anger.
And it's going to be all women? It could be good.
We'll see. I don't care that it's going to be all women.
I'm fine with it being all women. I'm fine with it doing... It's the fact that it's like that they're not even going to acknowledge it. And my wife was like, well, you know, like, it's sad because they couldn't get the whole crew back together because of Harold Ramis. I'm like, no. They could get Harold Ramis and make it perfect.
What?
They could go dig up Harold Ramis and make the ultimate Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And, like, make him a ghost?
Yes!
His actual corpse?
Or, you know, CGI him one way or the other.
Oh, okay. Well, you said dig up Harold Ramis.
Yes, I know. I figured you need something to scan.
I mean, so I guess the original premise of the movie was it was going to be like a franchise. Like, the Ghostbusters thing was going to be like they're all over.
Yes.
So, like, them being a whole group of... women Ghostbusters does not seem like a bad idea. But yeah, it does seem weird that they're not going to even acknowledge, like, the previous movies.
Yeah.
I think it's probably better. Why try and tag on to that universe when you're like, look, if this let this succeed or fail on its own, let's not add something to the legacy of these movies that are, at least one of them is super beloved, and the other, most people, I think people like it, but I just think it gets shit on a lot. And that's why I picked Ghostbusters 2, the end.
I think that one is beloved, and
I said the end!
And one is beliked. Does that work for you?
Sure.
All right.
Noah?
All right, what do I have next? Hold on. I'm gonna go with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Wow.
That's literally just watched that this morning.
I imagined it because you quoted it earlier. And it's funny that Noah put it on his list and didn't recognize the quote.
I don't remember the movie that well. I enjoy it.
You don't remember shit.
What the fuck's with you don't remember shit voice?
Ghosts and it's awesome. Ghosts of every age. Would you like to see something strange?
I love the music from that movie.
Thank Danny Elfman. Yep. Oingo Boingoing It Up.
The singing voice of Jack.
And you're right, singing as Jack. That one, no Chris Sarandon. Mm-mm. Danny Elfman.
That's right, son. Recognize.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
Recognize his voice if you listen.
Yep. all right, I already did my number three, so Tim?
Oh, that's all you're going to say about Ghostbusters?
Yes, Ghostbusters. Better than Ghostbusters 2. Who are you going to call? Etc.
Okay.
Is this true? Yes. This man has no dick.
I'm going to go with Scrooged.
You bastardo.
I almost made variations on the Christmas Carol way too many entries on this list, and I was like, you know what? This is Halloween. I'll just pick one.
I had four on my list. I figured I could get one in.
You had four Christmas Carols on your list?
Yes.
Wow. I probably did. I mean, I could have. I decided. I'm like, you know what? I'll just pick Scrooge and stick with it. Love that movie. I've stopped listening to, I know Noah already has, but I've stopped listening to, what the fuck is it? A Film Sack. Because one of the guys said that movie doesn't hold up. I was like, fuck you.
I like how Tim, like, gets mad at me for, like, yeah, not listening because I just don't enjoy it anymore. But it's like, oh, they said one bad thing? Fuck them.
At least they pissed me off. You're just like, malaise. At least I have some emotion behind it. Take a stand in life.
My attention has waned.
Oh, Tim, you'd be happy. No, I already stopped watching How to Get Away with Murder.
Wow.
Why am I happy?
You're not really happy. So here's the thing. Nowadays, I don't stop watching shows because I don't enjoy them. Now I just stop watching because I don't want to add any more shows. Like, it's just it's such a slippery slope. Like, fuck, I can watch this one. Oh, I can watch this one. And then I'm just, fuck, I'm watching a ton of shows. Like, I'll watch one at a time on DVD. They'll come to me when they come to me. I'll watch them when I want to watch them. I feel like there's less pressure.
Pressure. TV shows. I've got four Gothams sitting on the thing. I'm not doing anything with them.
I think it's also my personality. Like, if they're there sitting on DVR, like, I'm like, I should watch it. Oh, it's just sitting there. Why do you really watch it? I should watch it. Noah, really? Why aren't you watching me? A little bit.
I'm like, I could watch Gotham. Or Watch Mojo did a list of the top 10 slowest, or top 10 70s slow songs. I'll check that out.
Excellent. Noah, number two and or four, depending on which way you're counting, up or down.
I'm going to go with Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Did I have that one? No, I didn't.
Was there a legit ghost in Last Crusade?
Yeah.
I thought they turned to ghosts at the end. That was my impression.
What?
Wait, no. No, that guy was a ghost. You're talking about the other guy was a ghost. They melted.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
Let me just revise your list there. Hi, I'm Noah, and I'm going to pick Raiders of the Lost Ark, and not the movie I just said.
That's the one.
Oh, yes, all the spirits that came out of the Ark. Okay.
Yes. Because that I did have on my list. Because that's why I was like, hey, did I have Last Crusade? No, I had the other one. I don't remember any ghosts in the Last Crusade.
Neither did I. I was like, no. I mean, there was the super old dude who was like 600 or whatever from the Crusades.
So wait, Raiders of the Lost Ark is the one when they all melted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the first okay.
One. And it got relabeled Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Got it.
Rolling Boulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now. I just got a
Nazi submarine.
Belloc.
No Sean Connery.
No, there was no Bad Dates. That was in there.
Yes.
Shoots the guy with the sword.
Ah, Indy. Although he was actually in both of them.
That's true.
Indy. Indy.
Andy. Andy.
Andy.
I'm so pleased you're not dead.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ah, is Freddy a ghost?
Yes.
Okay.
He's dead. He haunts people's dreams. He can only kill you in them. And then come back into the real world via them. I would say Freddy is a ghost.
Done and done. Fuck you, Freddy, and your ghostness. I've still never seen that. I don't think I've seen that movie all the way through, though. I've seen the USA, or no, like the edited for television version. Because I was like, well, I'm a puss, and they'll probably cut out some of the horror.
Not much. They're just going to cut out a couple of the F-bombs and some titties.
Damn it.
And titties.
Why? Because gore's okay as long as no one shows their titties and says a naughty word.
Big booty quotes.
Ass and titties.
Ass, titties, titties.
Nice edit, Noah.
All right, Tim.
Oh, you were I again thought maybe you had more to say about it.
Oh no, just yeah. I mean, if it's a movie that's going to make seeing the box cover make Tim wear a t-shirt to bed,
that was part two. But yes,
yes.
Oh,
or it's a film series. Yes,
I remember that. Is this that's still true, right, Tim?
Oh yeah. It's now a joke in my act.
I love that fact.
Did that one. Return of the Jedi.
I thought about that.
There are ghosts. There's Obi-Wan in the middle of the movie, and Yoda, Obi-Wan, and Anakin at the end of the movie.
Not Hayden Christensen.
No. Again, I was going to do this. With a bunch of different movies. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do one Star Wars movie, and that'll be the joke, and I'll pick my favorite.
Good man, and good on you. You picked a good one.
Because it's not scary.
Well, and also you had the one with the three Jedi ghosts. That's the appropriate
that's
one
the
to pick.
Ticket?
Yeah. That's the ticket.
Then I think about it. The first one didn't really have any ghosts. It was either Empire or this, and I picked this.
The ghostly disembodied voice of Ben Kenobi, use the Force, Luke. Still counts.
Could be argued he's just hearing Ben in his head. It's not till the next movie you realize he's a ghost.
Yeah. Use the targeting computer, Luke. It's what it's made for.
Some guy in India slaved over that to make sure it worked right. Did I say those words correctly?
I think so.
Did I say worked white or worked right?
We'll check the tape later. It's okay.
Okay.
You always want things to work white.
Last one is Ju-on, which is a Japanese horror movie. That they remade into The Grudge. Fucking Japanese make some fucking creepy ass horror movies. I believe Ju-on's the one with.
Yes, I was going to say, I'm so glad that you picked Ju-on because that gives us the excuse to go. That's closer. Because I guess it was done with like one of those indestructible combs just being dragged along the edge of a desk. So really, it's the sound of a comb going.
Really?
Supposedly.
Fuck, that's a creepy-ass noise.
I remember having heard once.
Well, either way, it's fucking creepy. Yeah, I feel like our horror movies are usually more centered around gore and, like, I mean, definitely jumps and scares, but I don't know, there's something about, like, Japanese ones where there's just that extra creepy factor. I don't know.
And I think some of it's also that, Japanese horror films don't have to, like, they don't have to motivate the fact that the characters are being punished for anything. Like just bad shit happens to you because you moved into the wrong house.
It's not like because you had premarital sex or because you're an abusive dick or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just moved into the wrong house. Maybe that's what makes it scarier. Like, the fact that, they're a bad person, that's why you get punished. Just like, oh, it just could have happened to anyone.
That's why I don't like those movies. Nor do I watch.
You've never been a horror movie fan, have you, Tim?
Nope. Doesn't look like it's swinging that way anytime soon.
So, I guess my last one will be...
Sorry, when I get to the listener ones, there's some good ones.
Good.
Oh, you asked them?
Yeah, I threw it out on Twitter and Facebook, and many have responded.
I'm going to go with The Frighteners as my last one.
You son of a bitch!
Oh, were you trying to save that one?
No, it was just one of the last ones left on my list.
Oh, sorry.
I don't worry, I got something else.
Good.
That's a good movie, though.
It is.
I just rewatched it not too long ago on the Netflix.
The effects hold up surprisingly well.
It's just so funny and odd.
It is, but like legit scary, too. It's got some moments in there where it's like, I thought I was watching a comedy. This isn't comedy. This is gory and frightening.
I'm frightened of the Frighteners.
Thanks, Tim.
No problem. Me?
You.
I'm going to go with...
Tim.
What Lies Beneath? Spoiler. There's a ghost in that movie. If you've never seen it, the ghost doesn't show up till almost literally the end.
Yep. or the trailer, you know, one way or the other.
not the original trailer I saw, but yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't see the more spoily trailer till after I saw the movie.
Yeah.
More spoilers. Hang on, let me put Steve Carell in there.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Oh, wait. You said spoiler last week, and I didn't put the Steve Carell thing in there.
Oh.
Oops.
I did my own yell. No, please, why? Stop.
Yes, you did. One of those few movies where Harrison Ford is the bad guy. And he's a really fucked up bad guy.
Yeah, he is.
And once again, you don't get that turn till good ways into the movie.
Yep.
Good.
He was the bad guy in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was the one who killed the person who is now a ghost.
Yep.
Because he was cheating on his wife with that student.
Yep. He was
being
haunted.
Was there a Harrison Ford movie where it turned out the wife did it? Or maybe is it that Harrison Ford movie where they made it seem like the wife did it?
There is a Harrison Ford movie where his wife did it. Because everyone else presumed he was innocent.
Yes.
Did you get that joke?
Yes.
I'm talking to Noah.
The
movie's called Presumed Innocent. Fuck it.
I got it. Fuck, I give up on you, Noah.
honorable mentions, Noah.
I got none.
Andy?
I got a couple. Flatliners, Coraline.
Ooh. Ooh.
The Muppet Christmas Carol. I wasn't sure if this would count as an honorable mention or not, but Death Becomes Her. I think they're really revenants at the end. You know.
Oh, it's supposed to actually ghosts?
It's supposed to actual ghosts, yeah.
Meh. We'll allow it for an honorable mention.
Okay. I also had some dishonorable mentions, but we can come back to those.
Go ahead.
Okay. the Sixth Man...
Oh, is that basketball movie with one of the Wayans? Is this?
Yep.
Ghost Dad?
Yes, Ghost Dad is on my dishonorable mentions list. The Jim Carrey Christmas Carol.
Oh, burn.
Yeah. Ghosts of Mars. Casper.
What? That movie's amazing.
You just pissed off one of our listeners.
And Safe Harbor.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, because that's another one where you don't find out that a main character is a ghost until the very end.
I'm surprised neither of you said Event Horizon. Isn't that like a supposedly a good, scary ghost movie?
It's unclear whether it's a ghost movie or whether it's a demon movie. So I left Event Horizon off.
Okay.
I felt like it was clear that it was, you know, like some sort of otherworldly or other dimension thing and not ghosts.
Got it.
Then Death Becomes Her, where you actually, you know, see humans getting blown apart and then still moving around.
Napoleon blown apart?
Yes. Linoleum blown apart.
What was that, Noah?
I was just going to say the same thing that Andy said about Event Horizon. It just seems more like a demon devil movie.
Yep.
Oh. All right. Well, I'll go through my honorable mentions, of which there is not many. That was it. Well, Sixth Sense was talked about, so, but I'll just say that it was one of my honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. Haunted Mansion is the only one I have left. All the rest of mine got said. It's not a great movie, but it's a cute little movie, and there's a lot of references to the ride, which I thought, and at least in that sense, it was better than Pirates of the Caribbean. In no other sense is that true.
Oh.
I kind of felt like it was, like, the whole rest of the film was padded out to, like, get to the next reference to the ride.
I did have one on the mention.
Well, you can fucking wait till we're done talking about this one, you piece of shit.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy not only phoned in his performance, he wasn't even on the other end of the phone. He was talking to the guy who was phoning in his performance. Like that, he couldn't, like the emotional beats towards the end, I was like, Eddie, what are you fucking doing? Yeah. It's almost a dishonorable mention. But I like parts of the film, I just don't like, it, pretty much if you could yank Eddie Murphy out and put anybody there, it would have been better. Noah, what do you got?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are they ghosts?
Isn't that the one where the ghost... The pirates on the ship, or is that this?
Well, they're Walking Dead, but okay. I kind of feel the same way about Death. You know, I'm going to accept it because he does say you best be believing ghost tales,
ghost stories. You're right,
you're in one. But it wasn't like the bodies went away. It's just like the bodies rotted away.
Yeah,
but one could make the claim that it was that, you know, basically that they were killed, their bodies started to rot away. And that their ghosts were basically forced to haunt their own bodies. So like they were possessing themselves.
But they didn't really rot away. They just turned into those while they were cursed. And when the curse was broken, they weren't that anymore.
Well, that's true. But it said that the moonlight showed their true nature.
True, but like when Jack Sparrow gets the curse, he immediately looks all decrepit.
That's true. Hmm.
Could just be bad. Just could be bad storytelling, but.
Or you know, he said ghost story as a you know that you're in a supernatural situation.
Oh, I love being in a supernatural situation.
Yeah. Carry on, wayward son.
All right.
Three
let me,
people got that joke.
Let me get to the listener ones.
Yep.
Some one of them at least is very funny.
Okay.
Leslie says, favorite ghost movie? Nope. Paranormal stuff scares the poop out of me. I like that she didn't say shit.
Love it.
I shouldn't have said Leslie. I should have said at Leslie Hayes 4. And then at Tancast Bodyguard, Bodygua. That's hilarious. I didn't even know that was a Twitter account that existed until just this minute. I'm pretty sure that's Roger.
It is. I guarantee it.
Anyway, at Tancast _ Body GUA. The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. I have never heard of that movie, but it sounds interesting.
That sounds awesome.
And Mr. Chicken.
I'm looking it up right now. Ghost Mr. Chicken.
At Balood, Balloode. You have to talk about Poltergeist, which I saw this midway through our list. I was like, wow, I didn't even think of that. That's so sad.
Oh, I've seen Ghost and Mr. Chicken. It's one of those old 60s Don Knotts comedies where he's a scary newspaper typesetter, spends the night in a haunted house.
Okay.
Holy shit. I think we rented it from the library when I was a little kid. We were kind of going through all the old Don Knotts movies.
As you do.
Yes.
Because why not? Trademark. at Balood said, Poltergeist or maybe Topper. Another one I've never heard of.
Topper.
I hope it's about ghosts having sex.
Sex. One's dominant over the other.
One exactly. Is just a topper.
Moving to Facebook. Jacob says The Frighteners.
Yep.
Ken says Troll 1. Gary says Troll 2 has a ghost in it. Smiley face.
But no trolls.
Jeffrey says Scrooge Ghostbusters, all Bill Murray all the time.
Yeah.
Leslie once again chimes in, paranormal stuff scares the poop out of me. She responded in both places.
Wanted to make sure we knew about her pooping.
This time she used that. the Grumpy Cat meme to say nope.
Love it.
Jeffrey says again, how could I forget Beetlejuice? Don't worry, we didn't.
Beetlejuice.
I'm going to skip Matthew and come back to him. Ellie says, Casper brings back all the nostalgia. And then she adds, # fuck you, Andy. She didn't add that, but she didn't know you put it on your dishonorable mention list.
Yeah.
Then Matthew says, Ghost. Who doesn't love sensual pottery? Gets me harder than a clay dildo. Matthew. Points.
You're doing it.
Exactly, he's doing it.
With the clay dildo. and for the record, Topper is a movie from 1937 with a young Cary Grant.
I got one quick thing.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Tancast listener email.
It's from so Roger only sent to me. Which I said, Roger's funny.
Oh, fuck, you went to talk about this weeks ago.
Yeah.
I couldn't have gotten it, done it. Well, maybe I could have done it when we were recording together. But anyways, so it says, Jill, sorry, let me start over.
Slow down.
The subject
okay.
Says, update. It says, dear gentlemen, I send you greetings from Wonderworld Mountain Refuge in New Hampshire, NH. I have embraced the Buddhist ways and I am no longer in conflict with myself. So it's with a heavy heart that I must give up the position of Tancast bodyguard. It has been well over a month since I've punched anyone, and I believe with continued meditation and practice, I just might attain enlightenment in 15 years or so. Please do not be upset with me. I will continue to listen to your podcast. I might even share it with my Buddhist brethren. I wish you all happiness in your future endeavors. Yours truly, Rockin' Roger, former bodyguard of Tancast. And it has a little quote. It says, do not dwell on the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. Buddha.
Roger, don't play this podcast for your Buddhist brothers. They will kick you the fuck out.
Roger, are you fucking with us? I don't know.
Oh, You think, well, his Tancast handle, I mean, his Twitter handle is still Tancast Bodyguard.
Just maybe, the whole persona of Bodyguard. Like, I wasn't sure if he was fucking with it. Now I'm wondering if this is, like, the next level of fucking with this.
Maybe it's Body Guano. Maybe he just wants us to rev ourselves in seabird poop.
Roger's playing the long con.
Yeah, Roger, if you're fucking with us, well played, well played.
And if you're not fucking with us, also well played.
You're doing it.
I wish you the best in your peaceful endeavors.
Yeah, I don't literally believe in the Buddhist ideas of reincarnation and all that, but I do believe that that, you know, being able to still your mind and, you know, accept the world for what it is, I think those are very noble.
Donna Noble?
Donna Noble.
Nailed it.
Shut.
Okay. That's Tancast for this week.
Yeah.
You're doing it with a clay dildo. Why mess with what works?
This week, I hate sharing my tiny, tiny plane seat with somebody fatter than me.
What should you never trust? I don't know.
Don't trust a guy who tries to make you kiss his cheek.
You know what? You can trust that guy. He's not going to steal from you. He can kiss his cheek.
You can't trust that guy any farther than you can jerk him off. Wait, what?
Huh?
Remember, never trust Freddy Krueger. I don't know.
I mean, that's a good motto. Never trust Freddy Krueger, especially to babysit.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, @Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber-jabber for 1 week, and remember, John Williams wrote the best Superman theme there is. Tancast.
I was going to try and make a joke of you and your t-shirt wearing, but I couldn't.
You were. I could tell by your giggles.
I'm going to mock Tim, mock Tim, mock Tim.
You're like, oh, I'm so happy I get to mock Tim. Oh, I'm so happy. It's like Christmas morning. I get to mock Tim.
I would say never trust your business partner to give you the proper ghost schedule. No, I fucked it up. Because he lies to him. He says that there's going to be 3 ghosts on 3 nights, but they all came in 1 night. That's false fucking advertising, Marley.
Maybe the whole thing takes place over the 3 nights, and then he time leaps back to Christmas. You ever think about that? You ever think about that?
I didn't, but also no.
Well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's kill this.
Oh, we already killed it. It's just still walking around wearing its old meat suit.